Hi, Danny. I've got a couple of horses for you.
Very good. What horses from history do you have for us?
Right, first one. At the Battle of Little Bighorn.
Battle of Little Bighorn.
Arthur Castle and all his men were dead. The only survivor of his command was a horse called Comanche.
That's a fantastic fact, isn't it? The only survivor of Little Bighorn was Comanche, the horse.
Yeah, it's, the troop's only survivor at the scene was Captain Miles Keogh's horse, Comanche.
Why would the horse be called Comanche? That's like the only horse surviving Hiroshima being called Hitler.
Well, he's like, well, another one, I mean, from the Napoleon, a horse called Copenhagen, which... Which was one of Nelson's victories, and the big one is what I always call Marengo.
Marengo, we've got. We didn't have Copenhagen, the horse. Napoleon's horse. Napoleon's horse.
Marengo, is how I suppose he had more than one.
No, that's Nelson's horse, Marengo.
Copenhagen was Napoleon's horse, and it was one of Nelson's battles.
Hang on, no, I'm not like this.
Nelson won the Battle of Copenhagen, right?
Won the Battle of Copenhagen?
Yeah.
On Marenghi?
No, Nelson won the Battle of Copenhagen, but Napoleon had a horse called Copenhagen, right? Napoleon had a horse called Copenhagen, which was a battle won by Nelson, okay?
Right, Napoleon had a horse called Copenhagen after the famous battle that Nelson won.
Well,
I think it was possibly the other way around.
Yeah.
But then the Duke of Wellington rode a horse called Marengo, which was one of Napoleon's victories.
I have no idea where that left us. But of course,
what was the name of that horse?
The
anyway?
Horse was called Hercules, of course, in Steptoe and Son.
Oh, Hercules, right.
Now, I don't know whether that was somebody...
Named after the Battle of...
named after the pub, the Pillars of
Trafalgar.
Hercules. Well, so that was good. That was all good. And if they need a clip, if the Sonnies are in any doubt where it's going this year, just send them that and say, look, there you go. You can retool Radio 2. You can reposition Radio 2, but you're not going to get that kind of dialogue, that open dialogue with the listeners.